Okay, guys, and here is part two of Gio's coaching reveal, this time featuring a young Boston Celtics assistant coach. Enjoy.
So next up, we have Will Hardy. So he's another young one. Hardy is 34. He played Division III basketball at Williams, and then right after that, into the 2010-2011 season, he was hired as a basketball ops intern with the Spurs. And then the 2011-2012 season, he was promoted to the assistant, or I shouldn't say promoted. He interviewed and was hired as the assistant video coordinator. In 2013-2014 season, he was then promoted to the video coordinator. And then the following, so he spent that for two seasons. And then the 2015-2016 season, he was promoted onto Pop's bench as an assistant coach. And then the 2019-20 season, he was then promoted as one of the lead assistants on Popovich's bench. So in total, he spent 11 seasons with the Spurs, working his way up again from an intern all the way to a lead assistant. And then in 2021-2022 season, this current season, when Ime Udoka was hired as the head coach from the Boston Celtics, he brought over Will Hardy, as they had a really good relationship from when Ime was on Pop's bench with the Spurs for all those years. And so again, Will is very well loved. So again, Hardy's been a rapidly rising name in the coaching profession in recent years. He's had interviews the last couple of years with New York Knicks, Indiana Pacers, and the Oklahoma City Thunder. Like I mentioned, he spent 11 total seasons with the Spurs, and seven total years on the bench, and then moved over to Boston. And then during his time on the Spurs bench, he also was the head coach of the summer league team from 2015 2018. In circles around the league, the common theme thrown around is it's not a matter of if Hardy gets his chance to run an NBA team, it's a matter of when. Something that Hardy goes to say that what helped him in San Antonio was he had access and transparency. He says, they let me be in film sessions. There's pretty much an open door policy with the assistants that you work with. And he talked about this on the 2020 coaching panel. He said Brett Brown, when he worked with him in the video room, he said he sat in his office all day and just watched him go through his process, asked him questions. He'd ask Hardy questions, and he started to learn how Brown was actually getting to his answers, watching him, and then how he was evaluating a team they were getting ready to play, and how he was figuring out what he was going to do for the game plan, schemes, etc. So he says that one of his things as he's gone forward is he tries to do that for any of the video guys that work for him now, you know, regardless of what organization he's in. He very much believes in developing the people underneath you, because that's how everybody succeeds. And he knows in order for him to move on and develop, they need people underneath him, you know, that can be trusted. And so essentially, as he, you know, everybody wins. So something that Popovich has said is Will Hardy's a talented young basketball mind who's earned a great deal of respect from everyone in the organization thanks to his knowledge, spirit, and personality. He's a good learner. He's become someone who understands what is important as far as winning and losing, and more than that, development on an individual basis for a player. He spent a lot of time in the gym over the last 3 years with Chad and Chip, watching the drills, techniques, and how they approach the young kids and what they call vitamin. He said and that means what they do every day over and over again as a practice in San Antonio. Kawhi Leonard had this to say about him. Will's a great guy. He loves what he does. We're close. He dissects my games, gives me my weaknesses to work on, and also my strengths. I think he'll be a great coach in the future when he wants to become a head coach. Another pop quote was that Leonard bought into the Spurs teachings early and that he worked his ass off specifically with Will Hardy. Another quote from Hardy was, "You still have to find a balance when you're not their buddy. You still have to command a little bit of respect as someone who they're going to listen to. I just try to be somebody who they know was going to bring a lot of energy every day and somebody that was going to be there working hard. I think that's how you gain respect from those guys, just by showing them that you'll take it seriously and that you think about it a lot and work hard at it. That way, when you have something for them, they know that it's thought through and you're not just spitballing." I will say one thing it's always hard to do when it comes to the Spurs is really find anything on any individual coach on X's and O's. They very much pride themselves on keeping things in-house to an extent and very much sharing the load between coaches, where, as you've seen the last couple of years, when Pop has gone out, they've had basically week schedules of Becky, you're going to coach this game. Will, you're going to coach this game. Tim Duncan, you were going to coach this game. Like, there was always a very much spread around aspect of, much to what Hardy was saying, was that they want to develop everybody because they know it makes them better. And they also want to see their people succeed. It's not a, a little foot situation where you're having to worry about someone, stabbing you in the back or taking your position or anything like that. It's from what they say, it's very much a family oriented, working kind of relationship. So there's going to be a lot of quotes and things like that, that you can find. So again, I'll keep sharing those, but just so you know, San Antonio likes to keep things tight-lipped, but they all go on to succeed. So you know what? It works. Something else Hardy says, one of his defining things as a coach, and I will say his non-negotiables of what he expects from players. You play defense, share the ball, and compete. I think that checks off, again, everything that a Kings fan would want to see from their team. Play defense, share the ball, and compete. Things that we don't do often. So I love that. Is that as a non-negotiable? When we talk about culture, the Spurs are always high on the list when it comes, to places and building sustainable long-term cultures. Call me crazy, but if you can hire someone to come in and bring that, and who's actually given the reins to implement that, again, it can do wonders here. If you can get to that family aspect and not the Littlefoot aspect, I think you would see a lot of success. So another thing that Hardy says was, over the 11 years, there's plenty of time where you just sort of sit back and you think for a second and you can't believe where you are. This is talking about being with the Spurs. Whether that's at shoot around with Tim Duncan and Manu Ginobili, Tony Parker, or you just walk out of a meeting going, I just argued with Greg Popovich in a coach's meeting. What am I doing? Those moments were frequent from the day I got there to the day I left. And beyond basketball, Hardy says he valued the way the Spurs operated as an organization. He says, many things have been, talked about Pop's wine gatherings and team dinners. He's long tried to build team camaraderie through social gatherings. But to Hardy, Popovich's human side went well beyond the drinks and food. He says that Popovich and R.C. Buford, the Spurs CEO, prioritized family over everything else, even basketball. As seriously as those in San Antonio took their jobs, they always carried the perspective that life is bigger than the game. If a conflict between work and family ever arose, Hardy said Popovich encouraged players and staff members to choose the latter side. A doctor's appointment, whatever. I just think there's a lot of small things over the years where people may make you feel guilty for doing something for your family. And I think that they always push you to take care of your life first. And then that keeps the work part important to you because you know that there's a care for you as an actual person there. He goes on to talk about how, an incident with his dad and his dad had some health issues. And the Spurs and Popovich were nothing but accommodating to him. And basically, as he says, family first, we have your back. We're here, you know, when go take care of your things and know we're here. And again, you don't have to worry about someone taking your job. You don't have to worry about, you know, losing, advantages, things like that. Like, go do what you need to do and come back. We will be here for you. And we will keep this thing growing. And credit to them, they grew him for 11 years. He was then hired again by Ime in Boston. And, something, that Ime thinks enough of him that, it was always said if he ever went out in protocols, Hardy's the man. He would be taking over. When they do those coaching interviews, pregame, postgame, things like that, Hardy's frequently, interviewed for the news, their NBC broadcasts in Boston. And so you can always hear him talking. So I recommend looking up those tweets if you can. It's always nice hearing from him and his thoughts. Hardy talks about building the org from the ground up and making sure everyone around you is ready. And that everyone around you is ready and ready to move up, because he says if the people below you aren't ready to move up, then nobody's moving up. In an interview, he talks about how he wouldn't have moved up. He would not have moved up had Brett Brown not been ready to take his next step. And so he very much, again, views what he says, what he did in the Spurs org and what he's doing now with Boston, that he's always trying to get the people below him ready so that when he's ready to move on, he knows that the place he's leaving is taken care of. And there's that good relationship. He wants to leave organizations just as good as he came into them. And that things are sustainable. And I really respect that. He says, empower your people, don't feel threatened by them, which is something we often hear with the Kings. And so again, the two coaches I talked about, both had Spurs, backgrounds, and both were tasked to be their head coaches with coaches out. And I think that speaks volumes about them, coming from two really good organizations at the, in the top of the league right now. And so, yeah, that's Will Hardy, and he's kind of the boy wonder right now at 34. But it's just another good name that's out there, and I've given you quite a few, and we have more to come. But again, it just shows you, when I did these front office, podcasts, the same thing with the coaching, that it just shows you how much talent is out there. And there's a lot of people that have worked for years, in the NBA that are just waiting for their opportunity, whether you're 34 or 43 or in your 50s. There's people that have worked for, 15 plus years in the league and are still waiting for that first shot. So as much as I get hiring, someone that's been around and had a head coaching job before, there's plenty of reasons why I still like these first timers, because they're not brand new to the NBA. They've been around and they've put in their time. So that was this week's, and get ready for more coaching candidates next week. Thanks for listening, as always, guys.